This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. We are glad you are with us. You are listening to the Educated Investor segment that we do each week with our good friend David C. Sean with the Householder Group. They are estate and retirement specialists. You can check out their website, CSeanFinancialServices.com. Hey, it's Monday. Got to get to learn to talk in here. CSeanFinancialServices.com, C-I-C-H-O-N. And once again, their number is 720-482-1917. And David, well, we made it through another week. Let's see if we can do it again. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, Scott. I'm glad you are, too. And yes, we did make it through another week.
Yes, sir.
And let's see if we can make it through this one.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, we were talking a little bit before the show, but watching all the money that is just Americans are losing, and then the government's handing out. How's all this going to work long term?
Well, I think that's one of the things that people need to focus on currently. I know we've got a lot of other problems in the midst of our lives here between the virus and the economy and so forth, but I'm a big believer and have been with my clients to try to go from forever taxed to never taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because the government is trying to help bail all of us out of the situation that we're in by pouring tons of money into the economy. And they poured in, what, $3 trillion? And they're talking about pouring in more. And quite honestly, from all of the reports I read from these experts, there's going to be trillions more added along the way, and it's going to bring our deficit up to records we've never seen. And where do you think the government is ultimately going to get the money to pay for all of these billions and trillions that we're spending?
Absolutely.
It's going to come out of our pockets.
Yes, sir.
You know, at some point. And so I'm a big believer to a certain degree when it comes to taxation to try to divorce the government from taxation of our monies, to get rid of them from our pockets as much as possible. You never can get rid of maybe 100% of the taxes, but you can certainly work at getting rid of a lot of taxable income that people have from IRAs and other investments, long-term capital gains, to try to reduce your overall tax bracket to as close to zero as possible.
Right,
because that's where the government can't get monies from, are those tools that are tax free or those investments that are tax free to the individuals. So we try to pay the tax on the seed and try to get the crop tax free if it's all possible, and that's what people have got to understand. It's not just how big your account balance is or whether you are taking income now or whether you're going to defer your required minimum distributions this year because the government says you don't have to take them.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you will. And if you got to pay taxes on it, my suggestion to people is you better think long and hard. Do you want to pay the tax now and get rid of the government in the future, or do you want to wait until the future and keep your head in the sand and not see the fact that we're in the lowest tax brackets we've been in years and decades, and the chances of taxes going up very significantly is sitting right on our doorstep.
Absolutely.
We've got to address that.
Yes, sir. David C. Sean is our guest. Once again, you're listening to The Educated Investor, brought to you each week by C. Sean Financial Services, and once again, they're with the Householder Group. So, David, there's a lot of this stuff even starting with talking with taxes. You know, having a good CPA that also understands the financial planning side, which most of those don't, so that's why I come into you. You've got someone that you work with. So doesn't that make a better plan a lot of times when, you know, someone like yourself has a CPA that you work with and both of you know how each other work and what each other's looking for?
Well, you know, it's helpful. We work with a number of CPAs because we develop relationships over the years that are proactive for our clients. And certainly we can work with a client's CPA if the CPA is open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, a lot of CPAs or professionals, get so busy that they're just concerned about getting that income tax return done for you and getting your refund or telling you how much you got to pay Uncle Sam. And then they typically turn around and say, well, here's my bill. See you next year. We need to have proactive professionals on our team. I act as a hubcap on a wheel. There's a lot of spokes that people can have. For example, a good estate planning attorney or a good CPA. And as an advisor, I try to pull what tools we need, what professionals we need, if indeed a client or a prospect needs that help, pull it so that we get the job done. You know, a lot of people, in whether it's tax planning or financial planning or estate planning, a lot of people will talk about it and will say good things, but you need a catalyst to get it done.
Sure.
And we bring that to the table for our clients. If someone needs a will reviewed, we make sure it gets done. If someone needs a trust to be drafted, we make sure you get an education and then getting it done the right way. So it's in our bag of tools that we have to be able to deliver to the client those professionals that are needed. Mm-hmm. And it makes a good sense to have a quarterback running your team.
Absolutely. In your crystal ball that sits on your desk that I've seen several times, I had somebody ask me this morning, they said, man, you know, and we always say when will things get back to normal? I don't think there will be a normal like we knew it before this, you know, in a lot of ways. But if you take just one sector, and we kind of talked about this last week, like with gas and oil and all that, I mean, while it's great for us to pull up and fill up, you know, for $25. I mean, that's horrific for our economy, isn't it? How long do you think it'll take to get that back?
Well, you know, like anything else, it's going to take a while. I think what we're seeing here is we've got a situation where the virus is not under control. We don't have some type of medicine that can keep us out of the hospital, like, you know, if you take some medicine for the flu. And, of course, we don't have a vaccine for it at this point. So the fear factor that's out there in everyone's mind is keeping us from advancing until that problem is solved somehow. On top of it, we've got, what, how many millions of people unemployed now?
Mm-hmm.
Something million,
right?
More to come. In the New York Times this weekend, some brilliant people were talking about the fact that, in their estimates, 40%, as much as 40% of those people that are not now working, will not return to the workplace with their current employers. And the reason is that they're saying that a number of these employers are going to go under.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be there. And indeed, there was a couple of announcements in the Denver paper about companies that aren't coming back.
Right.
Or decided they can't.
Sure.
You know, so it is going to take some time. And that is why I'm saying to people right now, don't sit in fear. This whole thing will turn around at some point. But you've got to be proactive. You've got to get second opinions. You've got to be able to look at your if you're invested in programs that are subject to market volatility, do you need to continue to have that kind of volatility or now? Or maybe you should build some cash to protect the downside a little bit. Not to time the market. No one can time the market. But you've got to be able to protect these assets because most people can't afford to lose. You know, back in 2002, the market went down significantly, 2000, 2002, it took 7.5 years, if people stayed invested, to get back even. And then what happened in 2008, the market went down again sharply. It took 5 years to get back. That's 12.5 years. Do you want to wait 12.5 years for your monies to come back?
No, sir.
Most of my clients can't afford to.
Yeah.
I can't. I won't be here probably. You never know. You know?
Yes, sir.
12.5 years seems like a long time, but remember, 2000 was, what, 20 years ago when the world was going to end because the change in the going from 1999 to 2000 was going to destroy the computers?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Of course it didn't.
Yep. You are right. That's why we have this show. The Educated Investor, David C. Sean, cshonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And David just mentioned right there, second opinion. You know what? You may be looking at all your balance sheets and say, man, how did I get here? You know what? Give David a call, folks. It's a free initial consultation. 720-482-1917. Just get that second set of eyes on there and to see if David can help you out. And they are a fiduciary, which means they have to do everything that's in your best interest and not theirs. So they will take great care of you. You know, just about another minute left here, Dave, but I want to just touch on something because somebody asked me about this last week. And they said they heard about your five areas of estate planning, and they go, why is estate planning? They said, that's something I would have never dreamed would have been in financial planning as estate planning. So to end out today, why is that involved in this? And then maybe next week we'll go into that a little further.
Well, there's five areas to financial planning. One is estate planning. When you're finished with your assets, where do you want them to go? And I know everybody will laugh at that, and some of the folks will tell me, well, the last day I die, I'm going to spend my last dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen it yet. So one of the five areas of financial planning is estate planning. How do you want your assets to go to whom? Who do you want your assets to be handled by if you're not here? All right, do you have grandchildren or dependent children? All right. How do you want those monies to flow? How do you want it protected? Do you need it to have it protected? Maybe you've got kids that are growing up and working out there. Well, that sounds good. You're going to give it to them, and that's what you want? Fine. Then put it in writing. Put it in an estate plan, and that way there, some bimbo or gigolo can't take the money away from them.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? And so estate planning is just one of the five areas. And like I said, it's a very important area and could be the most important area to be addressed.
Absolutely. Well, David, always great visiting with you each week, and we appreciate you spending time with us. And I hope you'll give David a call, 720-482-1917. CShonFinancialServices.com. Once again, they're with the Householder Group. Give him a call, 720-482-1917. So, David, I'll let you go. I know you're busy, but I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Scott. We'll see you again soon.
All right, sir. Sounds great. All right. Before we go to our break here, I'm going to bring up the show that follows ours, which is the Mark Griffith Show. And before we hit our next segment, Mark's got a special guest today. So, Mark, how are you?
I'm so good. I can't believe it, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great, bud. So tell us what's coming up today on the show.
Well, today we're going to be talking with the executive director of the Tri-County Health Department, Dr. Douglas himself. He's the gentleman kind of driving the bus for Athens, Arapahoe, and Wisconsin. Who gets to open up and when and how much and why certain businesses have to be closed and others can be open. And I'm going to be asking him a lot of firm, civil questions about the whys and wherefores of what's going on.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, again, Mark's show follows. Go ahead.
I'm going to have him on at 1 till the bottom of the hour. And then at 1:30, I'm going to be having on April Arenalo, who is the proprietor and owner of the CNC coffee shop down in Castle Rock that opened up yesterday. And she remains open in defiance of the state and the Tri-County Health Department's orders. I went down there for breakfast yesterday, had a great time.
Well, cool. Yeah, I saw that. 500 people, they said, showed up, so good for them. All right, Mark, we'll have everybody stay tuned for you, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great one.
All right, you too, sir. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We are glad to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You know, first of all, before we get started with everything, I want to say thank you for helping Victoria, my wife, out. We were in recently, and Victoria had LASIK, I want to say probably 10 years ago, but now just reading, it's just been more difficult for her, and she's been doing the inexpensive reading glasses and all the things, and now those begin to not work, and then you got to keep buying those, wondering where you put them, all the different things. So finally I said, hey, try the progressive ones like Alan made for me. You'll love them. So she came over, and you guys were great at taking time to help her find a frame, because I know my wife, she's going to look through every frame you have and then some. But you did a good, great job there. And then, you know, with these progressive lenses, and maybe we'll start with this a little bit, you need as much lens as possible because of
in a lot of these new styles, you know, well, actually, I take that back, because now we can pretty much do any shape. I mean, the big lenses are back, and then the skinny lenses. But when you start getting those really narrow lenses, it makes it difficult. Yes, they do make progressives that are, they call it a short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's such a small area to be able to look at a computer, being able to read with, that, you know, we need to be involved in that frame selection.
Right.
And it advise you on, you know, why you want to go this way versus that way. So you have enough area in the lens that you've got a good distance, a nice intermediate area for the computer, as well as for reading.
Sure. And then what you were able to do is, because the frame she liked, the lenses were a little bit smaller than she liked, and even for her face style, much less for the what you need there to do the progressive lens, but you just took some tape and put around the bottom of them and gave her the shape lenses where she could kind of get an idea what they look
like on
her face.
What they're going to look, because I had to custom make them.
And then custom, and that's really the point. When we say custom glasses, this isn't just you choose a color. I mean,
right. Yeah, she found a frame that she really liked, but the lens itself was a little bit narrow.
Right.
And in order to accommodate that progressive and make it functional for
sure,
that I enlarged the lens, you know, on the they call it the B measurement, the up and down measurement.
Yeah. So anyway, great job, and she's
well, thank you
happy,
very much.
Not running into anything anymore and all that. So Now, great time of year as well. And matter of fact, I was just in Breckenridge, and boy, looking around up there, the snow that's still there, and looking at that, I'm like, wow, that is so bright. So let's talk about the sunglasses a little bit and the importance of those.
And probably what you were doing up there, a gray lens would have been great. But let's say you were golfing up there. Well, if you use that gray lens, it's going to darken those shadows. It's going to make it hard to find the ball. So in that situation, you'd want to use a brown lens. I have a great sunglass lens that I use that changes color. So it starts off as a medium brown. Then if it's really bright out there, it actually starts to darken for you. And that's a great golf lens. But I find myself using it all the time for driving.
Right. And the Stack Sports Pack is kind of what we fit these into. And where you've got the same.
That's another option, yes. Frame. You know, if you you've decided, hey, I want to do some shooting and I want to do some golfing, maybe I want to do some biking and that type of thing. We've got this, they call it the Stack Sports Pack, where they have interchangeable lenses. So I'll make a set of lenses for this particular situation you're in, or I'll make another pair for biking, another one custom made for shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just interchange the lenses in the same frame. What's neat about that type of frame too is it's adjustable in the field.
Yep.
So, you know, you can adjust the bridge, you can adjust behind the ears if you need to tighten it up because you're going to do something real active. But if you're driving, you can loosen them up, make them more comfortable.
And here, I mean, you may change those lenses two or three times in a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
depending on what you're doing. If you're a very active guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Alan Stack is with us. It is Stack Optical. And they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to get to, convenient parking. You can't get closer to the front door unless you drive through the window, okay? I mean, really.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but you got about 20 feet maybe. So, I mean, very easy parking, a lot of parking, free parking. And
that's probably one of the biggest thing that people come back, have been coming to me for 40 years is, oh, man, the parking compared to my old place in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
So, no, that was one of the reasons we picked this place.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to touch on today is your eye exams. And, you know, we all get that physical, hopefully, you know, once a year. And but, man, unless something is hurting with our eyes, we kind of tend to neglect them.
Exactly. And that's why that, you know, depending on your age, if you're over 50, you know, a yearly eye exam. You know, because we can catch stuff early and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for the prescription change. You know, say, well, I see fine. Well, there are people out there, it's like an early cataract just slowly grows. And all of a sudden you get diminished vision, but you don't realize it. Do you go in for the eye exam? It's like, oh, wow, I could see better. Well, we get rid of that cataract, you can.
Sure. Now, when they, Victoria's asked me when we got out, because they dilated her eyes
right.
for that. You don't do that with everyone. What is the... Just
well,
for education, the purpose behind that?
Typically, you want to get dilated every couple years. You don't have to do that every year. But the dilation, you know, the doc still looks in the eye even when it's not dilated. But the dilation gives them such a larger field of that retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure nothing's going on. So it's a good idea every couple years to get dilated. You don't have to get dilated every time.
Right. And one thing, another thing I you know, love about your shop is, I mean, you stay out there on the cutting edge, so to speak, in styles and frames and all the different things. And so,
yeah, I probably get about a half a dozen journals a month that I have to go through and see what, you know, latest trends and that type of thing.
And whenever you do take on a new line or something, usually your Facebook page has it. So I want to let everybody know, hey, follow you at Facebook, Stack Optical.
Yeah, we take pictures of that and we post it on Facebook. So people kind of get an idea of what we're carrying, what the new styles are.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned with computers, too. Do you normally or sometimes will a client need progressive, like for their normal everyday life, so to speak, out
that's
and about?
That's a really good point,
and
Scott.
Then some just specifically for sitting in front of a computer 10 hours.
There are so many different types of progressives out there that we go through and we design kind of a corridors, and what that means is to give you more of the intermediate, more of the reading, maybe less of the distance, maybe just a little bit of distance in there to walk around the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part of that lens is, let's say you have two or three screens that you're looking at. You know, you want to be able to see all those. You still got to point your nose at what you look at, but it's got a much larger field of view. And we make quite a few different types of computer glasses.
Right.
And then we make office glasses. We can make hobby glasses. You know, somebody who's a woodworker, he needs a lot of intermediate. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we got to look at materials because we want to have the safety aspect too.
Sure.
And, you know, all the different frames that would go along with that type of thing.
You know, another thing I want to bring up, a few minutes left here, but online sales with mm-hmm. glasses. I've got a couple of friends. I got a friend of mine in Dallas, owns a mattress store. Now, Amazon selling mattresses,
right?
And they're selling the same kind of brand name, and they're just killing them. I mean, they're retailing them what this guy's having to pay for them, you know, at cost. And so, but eyeglasses are a very difficult thing to
see,
buy.
See, it's more
online.
Of a service yeah. than it is a product. You've got to really know what you're doing when you're designing a pair of eyewear. You can't just do that online. You know, they're not sitting there talking about your lifestyle. They don't see that, hey, you've got one eye, it's a little bit higher than the other. And they don't go over all the different products and make good recommendations.
Yeah. So get
then
the
it comes
service.
To the fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh, you know. Yeah.
No, and your ladies, they're in the office because you were right out that day. I mean, there's some things where, boy, at first, the fit, and man, she took back and tweaked something. And then Victoria said, okay, now here's one more deal. And,
right.
And, I mean, in really 2.5 minutes, done.
And, right. And you can't do that on the internet.
Right. Absolutely. Get by and see Alan. Again, he's got a great team there as well. Now, if you're going to be doing something with shooting, and if you're into shooting and you want to check out the Stack Sports Pack and check into those, make sure when you call and schedule your eye exam for $69 that you let them know that you need Alan there as well, because Alan needs to be there to kind of fit you for those lenses when you're doing things with shooting. And, yes, you can bring your weapon into the store because that's the best way Alan can really check out to see how you're aiming. But please, and we stress this, make sure it's unloaded and make sure you let them know, again, that Alan needs to be there for you. It's a $69 eye exam. Once everything you need, really, contacts, the progressives we were talking about. And Alan, real quick, we'll touch on repairs.
Oh, man, yeah.
You got your own repair lab.
Exactly. So if somebody has a broken frame, you can bring it in. If I can't repair it, I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame.
Okay, good deal. So get by and see Alan. Check them out on Facebook, Stack Optical. And once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free parking, great service. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. You can also follow them at Stack Optical. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. If you're just joining us, each week we bring you this show. Well, I should say Integrated Health System brings you this show. But you know what? We are very concerned about our health today, more than ever. And we are certainly glad to have Integrated Health Systems, Dr. Shane Stedman and his crew on with us each week to just cover a variety of different health topics and to just try to get us all a little healthier. So, Dr. Stedman, glad you're with us today. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Had a little knee surgery a couple weeks ago tomorrow, and it's about 80% healed and doing good. Nice. So,
man. You're going to be a new man.
I'm telling you. The next one's going to be a little bit bigger, though. That's the knee replacement. Yeah, not looking forward to that. Yeah. But so, Doc, hey, let's just touch on this for a minute, then we'll get into your topic. I mean, boy, last couple of months, very interesting, no matter what world we're in, but certainly in the medical world a little bit. Just what are you kind of hearing and seeing now? Are we working our way out of this, or are you pretty skeptical and thinking we could see another round of this in the next month or two?
That's a good question. I don't know because it seems like there's so much information and so much conflicting information out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, it's like I've been trying to stay on top of it even from the very beginning, and it's just, man, it's a struggle. I can only imagine what everybody else is feeling, and I kind of know where to read and where to look, but you know, I feel like we're on the back end of this, but, you know, I can't tell, you know, and I've been talking, you know, I got some friends that are in the medical, you know, hospitals working on COVID patients, you know, so I kind of hear their thoughts, and I hear that it's starting to slow down, you know, where they're not as crazy busy as they were, or things are, you know, less hectic. So I get encouraged by listening to them.
Sure.
You know, I think people are done, you know,
man, I know,
hearing from patients and friends, and you know, and I was out and about, and it just seems like the world's really pushing to get back on into whatever this new normal is going to be. But it's definitely just interesting, man. It's hard to navigate with all the information out there.
Right. Well, I mean, you did a terrific job over these last several weeks of being very adaptive and you know, helping people through the telehealth thing, and man, from my understanding, you know, and talking with you, I mean, that has really done real well.
Yeah, you know, people have definitely really liked the telehealth. I think that's been very helpful for a lot of, you know, people who are at risk, seniors, people who can't leave. It's been great on the telehealth piece, and you know, doing video conferencing, you know, everybody's now getting used to it. At first it was like, what's the link? Where's the link? How do you get that? Right. You know, and then now you just pop on and there's people waiting for you. So, and it's got a virtual waiting room and the whole nine yards. So it's kind of been nice using the telehealth. It's funny. It's like, it's just different for me. So, you know, instead of running up and down the office, and I've kind of been sitting in a chair for more hours.
Yeah.
So I'm like, now I got to exercise and I got to get up and move. It's different.
No doubt. Well, listen, I know you're doing a webinar tomorrow night, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but maybe not the best lunchtime topic, but I'm telling you, a very serious condition that you guys help folks with there at Integrated Health Systems, and it's called IBS. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so IBS is definitely a term that's been around. I think more and more people are hearing about it. It's not as shocking, you know. So now, but it's, at the same time, it's kind of becoming like a catch-all phrase, you know. So like you go and you have these issues, and people are like, oh, you have IBS. And then if somebody doesn't know what IBS is, it stands for irritable bowel syndrome. You know, so yeah, you're like, oh yeah, my bowels are irritated. So that makes sense. But it feels like patients are going to their doc and this is the diagnosis that they get. You know, and they try different medications for it, but it's kind of rampant. A lot of people have it. A lot of people are diagnosed with it. A lot of people don't really know what that diagnosis means. They just have a name to the fact that their digestive tract doesn't feel great, or that they have gas and bloating, or that they have pain, or that they have constipation, or diarrhea, or both. It seems like it's just becoming a catch-all. But that is kind of what IBS is. It's a lot of your symptoms that involve gas, bloating, pain, constipation, or diarrhea, or both of them at the same time.
Right. So, I mean, it's hard to think it's just one deal, but really there's several different types even of IBS. And then I was reading something a little bit before the show that called it IBD, which is inflammatory bowel disease. So how do those differ?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not too sure how people are being able to how they're being differentiated, because there are different patients that come in like, I have IBD, and other patients say, I have IBS. And I'm like, ugh. So at the end of the day, like, your digestive system is still not working and there still has to be a cause, mm-hmm. you know, but it seems like the patients that are coming in with both diagnoses are virtually kind of the same. It just depends on if your doctor gave you the IBD diagnosis or if the other one gave you an IBS diagnosis. And that seems to be just kind of blanketed general. That's what we're seeing a lot of over the, you know, last several years dealing with this.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of my take on it from what I see.
Sure. You know, this is something, I don't know if we've ever actually talked about this, and you may have mentioned it over the years, but is Crohn's disease something anywhere near related to any of this?
You know, there definitely seems to be a connection. I mean, you hear a lot of times people say, I have IBS, and then they finally get diagnosed with Crohn's. So that's kind of, I'm thinking about that, but it does seem to go together.
Okay.
But Crohn's disease is an autoimmune condition, and here's kind of why I'm thinking in my head as I'm trying not to process out too much on the radio, but you see a lot of times that people are diagnosed with IBS and they actually have something like Crohn's. Now, IBS, when you try to figure out what the cause of IBS, a lot of times the underlying cause is an autoimmune condition. So if you get into autoimmunities, now we're dealing with like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac disease, tropical spruce, all these other kind of different autoimmune diseases. You know, so I would say they're probably the same, but it's more or less of what's causing the IBS, and there's a good possibility that Crohn's is the cause. If that makes sense.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. Integrated Health Systems is the company. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. Their number, 303-781-5617. So let's talk about who kind of, I don't know if gets this is the right way to put it, but how does this start to come up on people? How do they kind of know when something starts changing with them? And is there specific ages when it starts hitting, or open to everybody?
It seems to be open to everybody, you know, and I think if you kind of look at some of the causes, you know, I think stress is a big, big cause. You know, I think we have a lot of, when people have a lot of stress, you get into that fight or flight, you know, mode or mechanism. And then as a result, you see the rest and digest systems kind of take a hit, which is your gut. You know, so your gut does not function underneath that fight or flight. And so I say, when we do a history and we're working our way backwards, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that their IBS started after they had a job change, lost their job, you know, probably the whole coronavirus thing. I'm sure there's going to be some IBS at the end of all this. You know, somebody lost a loved one, you know, a very traumatic experience, a very hard move. You know, it seems like it follows some kind of event. And so then people say like, oh, my stomach's just never been the same, or I've always had some gas and bloating, or I used to be able to eat, you know, tomatoes and, you know, chicken and eggs and things like that, and now I can no longer eat those foods. What the heck is going on with me? And that's kind of what you tend to see.
Gotcha. So let's talk about this webinar that folks can join in. And again, I think these are great. Everybody can just join in right from their home or office or wherever they choose. And again, just give the office a call, 303-781-5617, and they will help you get the link for that. But kind of tell us what all you'll be discussing tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing webinars, once to even twice a week sometimes. And so there's no charge, you know, so people can come on, listen. I even had a patient, she was telling me, she's like, man, I might become a nutritionist by the end of the shelter in place, because she's just been listening to all these different doctors. And I'm like, yeah, you know, there's a bunch of us that are, you know, what do you do? So we'll do webinars, and we've been staying in touch with friends and family and patients and potential patients. So, yeah, so it's totally free, and we're going to do another one tomorrow night on IBS. And so, you know, I'm going to talk through these things. I want to talk through the causes for people so they can have some, like, ammunition on where to go. You know, a lot of people don't realize that sometimes a very specific food that you're eating, it could be the cause. And it doesn't have to always be wheat and dairy, but it could be something like tomatoes or corn or eggs or broccoli or, you know, something like that. But, you know, if you keep eating the same food over and over again, yeah, your whole entire digestive system is going to be irritable. You know, it's like if you kept insulting me, I'd be irritable.
Sure.
You know, so that's kind of what happens with your gut. You're just still, like, insulting it, you know, by doing things you're not supposed to be doing, and then you add stress on top of it, and then lo and behold, you have IBS.
Wow. So is this something that usually is just a feeling we have, then you get in through just talking and diagnosis, or because this doesn't show in, like, blood work, does it?
It really doesn't show in blood work.
Okay.
A lot of times it's kind of based on symptoms. When you go into a doc and you go, my stomach hurts all the time. By the end of the day, I look like I'm 7 months pregnant. You know, some days I have constipation. Some days I have diarrhea. Some days I have both. Some days they're normal. You know, sometimes I don't have bloating. Sometimes I have reflux. Sometimes I have pain. Now I can't eat this food. And that's where people kind of go, like, what the heck is going on with me? And that's kind of how that's what brings people into the office.
Yeah. And man, you look at what we've been going through these last few months. I mean, even before, life was tough. But now, when you mentioned earlier, diet, stress, poor sleep, wouldn't that fit about all of us right now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's kind of what we were coming up with a topic. I was like, oh, that's probably a good topic, because how many people are going to have, you know, some of these issues? Because, you know, my daughter made a comment the other day where she was laughing. She goes, it's funny what's in our basket versus what's in other people's baskets. You know, especially when you go to, like, Costco, you know, I've seen people getting those big, huge, I don't know how big those tubs are of, like, cheese balls, you know, like, it looks amazing, but, you know, and the way alcohol has gone up, you know, more people are drinking alcohol during this time, which that's not good for your gut. You know, if you're mowing down on cheese balls, that's probably not good for your gut. You know, a lot of people are not eating very healthy. And you even hear, like, the Corona 15 now, where people have said, you know, gained like 10 to 15 pounds during the whole shelter in place. And I'm like, well, that's not good either. So, yeah, I think with all the stress and the poor eating, and then add in some anxiety. You know, and anxiety will definitely trash your digestive system really quick.
Wow. All right. So tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Dr. Stedman himself will be doing this webinar. Call 303-781-5617 for more information. I'm telling you, my wife and I, we've joined in on a few of these of late, and very informative, a chance to even be interactive. You can ask questions, and I promise you, you will learn something. So if you've been feeling some of the things that we're talking about today, don't hesitate to join this webinar tomorrow night. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with Dr. Shane Stedman right after this.
Len Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service, parts, and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Len Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe, and we'll resume sales soon.
Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Do you have questions regarding a reverse mortgage? Learn how it may work for you. Our main job is educating you on the facts. This type of mortgage is not for everyone, but it may be just right for you. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243-200. Regulated by DORA. Equal opportunity lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Steadman today. The show is brought to you each week by his company, Integrated Health Systems. And once again, their number, 303-781-5617. And we are talking about a webinar tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with Dr. Steadman on our topic today, IBS. Now, Dr. Steadman, you know, when talking with Jake, your counselor there, and boy, he's done a great job with us as well. A lot of health conditions that we end up talking about with you, sometimes these two words play a role in that, and that's anxiety and depression. Is that something that can even affect this condition we're talking about today?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very often, I would tell you, more times than not, I see a lot of anxiety and gut issues kind of go hand in hand. And even this morning, you know, and I always laugh on the show. I'm like, I always have a case that day or something that popped up. But this morning I was talking with a patient, and she is super sweet. But it was interesting because she was worried about everything, about this and what about that, and what if I eat this and what if I don't eat this, and what if I got too much of this and not enough of this. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And so, you know, and she's kind of mentioned something last week. And so this week I asked her, I'm like, do you have a lot of anxiety? She's like, oh yeah, I have a ton of anxiety. You know, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. That could be actually the cause. So, you know, I've been working on some things trying to help her, and she is getting better and I'm seeing improvements, but I'm like, there's just like something like a roadblock that's not allowing me to get like this resolution. And so I actually talked to her and I was like, hey, you know, I think actually working with Jake, you know, would be pretty helpful for you. Mm-hmm. And so I told her like this week, actually, I would love for her to get with Jake. And one of the things I would love for her and Jake is to maybe first start is some like mindful meditation. You know, because if I can get that anxiety to start decreasing, I think that'd be good for her gut. And then the next step is maybe figuring out, like, why do you have anxiety? You know, like, where is this feeding from?
Right.
You know, so that's, I mean, yeah, this great case in point was this morning. But Jake is, I mean, that's just why Jake has a role in this office, because you do see a lot of gut issues or anxiety. I had a case a few months ago that had, like, constant nausea. You know, and they did a whole entire GI workup and testing and imaging, and everything came back zero, like negative, no issues whatsoever. You know, so then we started focusing more on like the anxiety and the neurological side of things, you know, and that seemed to make a really big difference.
Gotcha, understand. So let me ask you this, when you're talking about, you know, treating this IBS, are you looking at a treatment type process that gets you over it and you're done? Or are you looking more, is it more of a word of managing it, you know, through the rest of your life?
You know, I think there's kind of a combination. You know, my personal professional goal is I'm trying to get people, you know, to figure this out, be done with it, move on and enjoy their life.
Right.
You know, and I think with some people, there with a lot of people, we can do that. You know, I'm working with a guy right now that, you know, he came in, I thought it was going to be some of the worst IBS, and ended up so far has been pretty simple. And he's kind of getting to a point where he kind of has like one food that really upsets his gut. And so if we can kind of figure out that food, which I think we got a handle on it, I think he's going to be fine and he probably won't have any issues at all. You get other people that have, you know, either an autoimmune disease like Crohn's or celiac. And those are going to be more manageable, you know, because you can't get rid of the autoimmunity. So then we got to figure out, like, how to manage that and to work on things that will flare up the autoimmune condition. You know, so stress can flare it up, or a bacterial infection, or, you know, things like that. So we're kind of working through that on another, you know, with another person, is how do we manage your autoimmunity and how that pertains to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all over the place. And there's a lady I'm going to talk to this afternoon. You know, she's got some gut issues, and we've done imaging and we've done testing and we've done a lot of things. And I have a really good idea, but hers seems to be a little bit more manageable as well. You know, so she kind of does certain things and doesn't do other things, and she's good. You know, so everybody seems to be different. And
sure.
That's kind of the hard part about IBS.
And, you know, the big thing is, I think you'd agree with me on this, is just, you know, when something's hurting like that and your stomach and your gut, I mean, don't ignore it, right? And don't just try to take a lot of over-the-counter things to just put that Band-Aid over it, so to speak, to get you through to the next day. I mean, there could be some serious things going on. So to seek medical attention on these are really key, because if you can grab it early, hey, it's all the better, right?
Absolutely. You know, because grabbing these things early is definitely the key. And, you know, some people are like, oh, it's not a big deal. Maybe it'll go away. If it doesn't go away, it just turns into a bigger, bigger monster. You know, and instead of like maybe being reactive to one food, now you're reacting to 10 or 20 foods. You know, instead of having constipation every so often, you're having constipation every day, or you're not going to the bathroom very often. Or instead of getting a little bit bloated, now you can't wear clothes. I've actually had people tell me they have different size clothes, because when they're bloated, they have to wear a bigger size. And then when they're not bloated, they can wear another. So they have like a closet with different size of clothing to fit their bloated. You know, that's when you know it's gone too far. So that's kind of why you say, like, okay, you know, catch these things early, because it is just so much easier, even for us, to work on people when this is early on versus out of hand.
Sure. Once again, our guest is Dr. Shane Stedman. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, he's with Integrated Health Systems. They are doing a webinar tomorrow night, absolutely free. It'll be 6 o'clock. All you have to do is give the office a call, 303-781-5617, and they will give you the information of how you can join that webinar. And they do these each week on a lot of different topics. So I hope you'll be able to give them a call and join that. Last several minutes here, but when we talk about, you know, the gut issues, and, you know, I think a lot of times, too, and if I'm understanding you correctly, a lot of these people, when they're saying, boy, this food's making me sick, I would bet you, and we haven't talked about this, that most time that's not a junk food they're eating, but they're, quote, eating a healthy type of food that's making them sick. True?
True. I mean, yeah, very true. I mean, there's certain times, because most people kind of know junk food.
Yeah.
You know, you'll hear this, we're like, oh, yeah, the other night I had, you know, blah, 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 and I shouldn't have done that, and I paid the price. And you go, okay, well, that's just normal. You know, it's like, if you're going to go eat junk food and then drink a bunch of alcohol and have this really awesome dessert that probably had a lot of sugar, and then, you ate a big old, like, sloppy burger with French fries smothered in whatever, it sounds amazing, but you're probably going to pay the price.
Right.
You know, it's like the everyday, what am I eating? And I mean, sometimes you see like really simple things like broccoli or garlic, you know, or black pepper, you know, tomatoes, bell peppers, you know, like you can see simple things that are just kicking people's butts.
Sure. So with the gut issue, I mean, and I know everybody's different, so I've got a feeling that's what you're going to tell me, but is the first step, sometimes most of us think, okay, something's hurting like that in the gut, I probably need to do a cleanse or something like that just to get everything clean. Is that the first step a lot of the times or not?
You know, so usually what I've kind of seen is it tends to come down to like two things. One is it could be like a food allergen or something that they're eating that they're not supposed to be eating. So then you kind of get into where you can do a cleanse. And it's not the type of cleanse where people are like, I have to stay by a bathroom, but just like, you just kind of like wiping the slate clean, erasing the board, you know? And then you have other people that have like an infection, whether it be parasite, bacteria, candida, you know, where you actually have to go in there and actually kind of kill things off, you know? And then you kind of go back and heal the gut. And so sometimes you'll hear, you know, concepts like 4R programs, where it's like repair, re-inoculate, you know, reintroduce, you know, things like that, where they're trying to like wipe the gut clean and then repopulate it. So each person is a little bit different. Then there's some people that you just say, hey, don't eat that food, and then all the problems go away.
Sure. Yeah. On supplements real quick, you know, I think a lot of times during these things, especially like we've all been locked in, I mean, I've had people tell me, oh, they did this diet, and I'm like, did you go anywhere to see if that's a good diet for you? And they're like, well, no, but, you know, all the things you see on Google are good about it. For dieting and things like that, because, again, a lot of us probably have put on a few extra pounds during this, being home a lot and snacking, is it always wise to get with, you know, a nutritionist and all, like at your office, to, you know, see if that particular diet is going to fit them and help them, because they could be doing themselves more damage. What we're just talking about, maybe eating some healthy foods, but it's not good for their individual system.
Yes, that's one of the things that, you'll hear things like FODMAP diets, paleo diets, autoimmune paleo, GAPS, things like that. And FODMAP is really good if you have a lot of bacteria that's causing IBS. But, if you do FODMAP diet for a very long time, which is taking out some of the fructose-based foods, if you do that for a long period of time, that can actually lead to other things, because you have to have certain fibers and you have to have certain vegetables and you have to have certain, starches and things like that to support the gut. So if you're depriving your gut for a long period of time of something, that cannot be good for you. Definitely it's good to make sure like you're doing a diet that's most appropriate for what you're trying to accomplish, because there's so many different diets out there.
Absolutely. Well, again, Dr. Shane Steadman's been our guest, Integrated Health Systems. I hope you'll join this webinar tomorrow night. And Dr. Steadman, I was right. You can type in some questions for you as well during that, right?
Yeah. Usually when people are typing in questions, I'm kind of watching the questions and I'll answer them. Sometimes I'll just answer directly. But, yeah, you can definitely type in questions. And then afterwards, if you want to learn more, that's when we do like free consultations, just to tell you a little bit more about maybe you or some things that we can do. And yeah, kind of go from there. But yeah, we can be interactive as much as we can.
Absolutely. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. And once again, this will be a absolutely free webinar tomorrow night. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617 and join that. And it will be a very good learning experience for you. And Dr. Steadman does a terrific job, keeps it on a good level where you can understand what's going on as well. And I hope if you are suffering from any of these things or other maybe conditions you haven't been able to find help with, I hope you'll give them a call. Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. So, Dr. Steadman, appreciate it very much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Scott. Have a good one.
All right, you too, bud.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit IntegratedHealthDenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.